There's a new tax benefit if you've lost work during pandemic. I'm David Brancaccio. Here's some extra useful information if you meet the following conditions. Were you laid off or furloughed or couldn't work due to the pandemic in 2020? And did you get unemployment benefits? If so, you could be due a tax refund. It's in the big $1.9 trillion relief package, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Usually, unemployment benefits are taxable, but
this will exempt up to $10,200 per person.
Elizabeth Pancotti at Employ America explains how it'll work.
You know, let's say you receive $5,000 in unemployment insurance. You won't pay taxes on any of that. And then if you receive $15,000 in unemployment insurance, you'll pay taxes on $4,800 of that.
This potentially affects a lot of people. 40 million Americans received unemployment payments last year, about one in four people who had jobs before the pandemic.
We think the average benefit for, you know, most people will be between $1,000 and $1,500.
That's about how much Mark Smith of Clackamas, Oregon, is in line to get. He did maintenance at a factory until it closed in March 2020. He's been getting about $300 a week in state unemployment, plus the periodic federal supplements. And he's already paid the income tax on all of it.
Withholding, because that's the most sensible thing.
He's also sensibly filed his 2020 taxes already. IRS advises taxpayers who have filed their 2020 returns not to file an amended return at this time and to await further IRS guidance on how to obtain their refund. And what'll he do with his refund?
I'm probably going to save some of it because I like to have a bit of a cushion. I've actually been trying to keep up with repairs on my Toyota Camry, probably get some more clothes, new work shoes, because, you know, it's been a year.
The tax exemption will put about $25 billion extra dollars into Americans' pockets, says Elizabeth Pancotti at Employ America. She says those who've been unemployed 6 months or longer need it the most.
They're more likely to face food insecurity, housing insecurity, you know, credit card bills racking up. So between stimulus checks and increased tax refunds from this policy, a lot of that will go to paying down debt. It also will put food on the table, keep a roof over these workers' heads.
For those who don't need the money for necessities, the tax savings are likely to fuel more saving and consumer spending. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
To start the week, and feeling like it's an hour earlier than it is, oof. Let's consult economist Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Hi there.
Good morning.
Other than the clocks changing, the big thing on the calendar for a lot of people is the Fed, the central bankers are meeting. You think they're going to present some big news at the end?
Well, they're definitely not going to do anything. The question is whether their forecast will show a rate hike by 2023. That's sort of the hot debate in markets.
2023, it sounds like a star date. I mean, won't the vibe of this economy change in a couple of months given vaccinations? There'll be all this spending, and they're not talking about raising rates for a couple years?
Well, the Fed keeps telling us to follow the employment side of their mandate, David, where we're still down at about 10 million people, 10 million jobs, and even with a very strong economy, it'll probably take some time to recover to full strength. So they're going to be patient.
All right. Yeah, it's something that we need to keep focused on is getting the jobs back lost, not just look at things like consumer spending as this recovery proceeds. Julia Coronado, she's the founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and an economist. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Now that COVID relief is law of the land, Democrats are turning to infrastructure, but it's not clear if Republicans will go along with what used to be something that united many conservatives and liberals. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer joins us from Washington now. First, Nancy, what do Democrats have in mind?
Well, President Biden proposed a $2 trillion infrastructure plan on the campaign trail, and it includes new roads and bridges, plus upgrades to water systems and electricity grids and universal broadband.
So where are Democrats in this process? How far along?
They're just starting the process. That House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she told the chairs of the committees involved in drafting this legislation to work with Republicans to create what she calls a big, bold, and transformational infrastructure package. But there will probably be disagreement over green provisions that Democrats want, including investments in cleaner energy, things like funding for new charging stations for electric vehicles, improved battery storage, and more use of renewable hydrogen.
Do Democrats or anyone else have a plan for who pays for all this big expensive stuff?
Nope. Republicans don't like the idea of adding to the deficit, that is paying for infrastructure with more government borrowing. On ABC's This Week yesterday, Pelosi wouldn't say whether tax increases would be needed. The federal gas tax hasn't changed, though, since 1993. There's very little interest in raising that, and President Biden has promised not to raise taxes on people making less than $400,000 a year.
Nancy, thank you. And Facebook is adding informational labels to posts about vaccine as it expands its efforts to counter lies, propaganda, and mistaken information connected to COVID-19 washing over its platforms. To try to counteract all the claptrap and hogwash, CEO Mark Zuckerberg said in a blog post today that labels will contain credible information about the vaccines from the World Health Organization. That social network is also adding a tool to help users get vaccinated by connecting them to information about where and when they might be able to get their shot. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.